Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast. It is a rather windy day on April 18th, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week, let's look at movies and toys. Last week at the box office, Captain America the Winter Soldier topped the box office with $41.3 million, followed by Rio 2, $39.3 million. Number three was Oculus with $12 million. Draft Day was number four with $9.8 million. And Noah rounded out the top five with $7.6 million. For Easter, you can see Transcendence, Haunted House 2, and other new movies in limited release. In the news, a Tron 3 is supposedly still coming, I guess, whatever. A Mrs. Doubtfire sequel is coming for some reason as well. Fox pulled Animation Domination HD from its Saturday schedule as of June 28th. You'll see some more episodes online and or on Sunday nights. Steven Spielberg has signed to direct The Kidnapping of Edgardo Mortara. It is a religious drama, and I don't really know what it's about. Sorry. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Get free shipping on select items. Go to entertainmentearth.com, spend $79 or more on in-stock items in the U.S., and your order will ship for free. So go ahead and do that right now, otherwise you'll have to pay for shipping. And who wants that? Not me. In the news, and this is about us too, Sons of Anarchy exclusive figures from Mezco are available at Entertainment Earth. There's a Jax Teller with sunglasses and a hat you won't get anywhere else. Unique deco, unique hands. There's a matching Clay Morrow we just announced as well. So there are two awesome Sons of Anarchy exclusive action figures at Entertainment Earth right now. Just go see them. You'll like what you see. It's Ron Perlman! Come on! It's great. I would pre-order yours this month if you want one. If you don't care, you can wait. But if you want one, pre-order early. It's a good idea. According to HotWheelsCollectors.com, Snoopy is coming to Hot Wheels. The adorable, awesome, and goofy little hot rod features the dog on top of his house with his wind blowing his ears back. It's really cool. Japan will be getting Transformers repaints galore for the new movie. One convention exclusive is the Age of Extinction Dinobot Slug in G1 Slag colors, silver, gold, and red. I wish I could get one, but I'm not able to go to a Japanese Transformers convention right now. New Gentle Giant. Announced today, a Darth Vader life-size vintage Kenner Monument. It's a 3¼-inch scale Darth Vader figure, blown up to 6 feet tall. Amazing. I want one. Don't know where I'd put it, but I want one. Also from Star Wars Rebels is a new Ezra and Chopper maquette. And there's also going to be some new Marvel quarter-scale girl figures, so check those out. We also have some new pre-orders this week. The Star Wars Black Series 6-inch figures, Wave 4, are up now. The new figures are a Clone Trooper and Anakin Skywalker. The repacks are a Stormtrooper and Boba Fett. Now, I know some of you guys buying cases are like, ugh. But, you know, look on the bright side. There's a huge demand in the market for Stormtroopers and Boba Fett. It's great that they're coming back. And you can sell it if you buy the case. Mission Series Wave 3 is going to go up shortly after this drops. That includes two packs of Bespin Luke with Darth Vader, General Grievous and Obi-Wan Kenobi, Darth Sidious and Yoda. In each set, one of the figures is a repackaged existing figure from another collection, so it's mostly good news. Marvel Infinity Wave 3 is up for order, the Hasbro figure case, as well as Transformers Voyager, Skybite, and Roadbuster. You can grab those too. So check those out on entertainmentearth.com right now. Place your order. Don't forget, in-stock stuff ships free if you spend $79 or more, and we are adding new items all the time, to a ridiculous extent. I am exhausted. We're adding so many new items to the website, many from companies that are new to us and new to you. We're going to be adding stuff from Unemployed Philosophers Guild. There's new Melissa and Doug plush going up. We've got Hasbro items galore. Good Lord, I reviewed a lot of items. So many mugs, magnets, wallets, figures, exclusives, flasks. How do we do it? I'm just looking at the last couple of days here. I review pretty much every item as it goes onto the website, and just looking at the list of the last couple of days, I don't think I can handle much more of this. This is ridiculous. So thanks for ordering all this stuff and making sure I remain employed, by the way. That's really good. But, oh boy, there's a lot of stuff. So I'm going to sign off. I'm going to go to the next episode. I've got an event next week, which I will be hopefully talking to you about or from. We'll see how that works out. So let's hear from you more then, and goodbye. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. See you next time.